thousands raised to take brave Louis to Disneyland. The 9-year-old was also celebrating the birth of his brother. A 9-year-old leukemia patient couldn't stop smiling at a benefit night raising funds for a dream trip to Disneyland in Peckham last month. Brave Louis Brooke was diagnosed with blood cancer a year ago and has been receiving intensive chemotherapy, morphine and tablets ever since. He is rarely well enough to attend school and is too sick to play football with his friends. At the special event at the White Horse Pub in Peckham Rye, however, Louis was all smiles with around 70 people coming together to try and make Louis's dream a reality. "It was a really good night," said his mum, Debbie. "We raised £3,000, and there's still a bit of money to come in from some of the auctions, from the items we auctioned off. We'll hopefully get up closer to £4,000. Louis couldn't stop smiling. People were coming up to him and handing him money all night. The highlight for many, although presumably not for one person in particular, saw Louis's dad Tom brave a sponsored chest wax. For £5, people could rip a strip of hair off the brave dad, with Louis saving up his pocket money for the first go. Louis was also celebrating becoming a big brother, with little Bobby born just 5 days before the benefit night. "Louis is so excited," said Debbie. "He checks on him all the time, and he's the only one around to push him in his pushchair. He's an amazing big brother already." Debbie was amazed at the generosity of the people who attended, with the funds going some way towards the incredibly expensive cost of travel insurance for sick children. A signed Chelsea Football Club shirt received a bid of £500, while professional boxer Johnny Garton turned up with a signed glove. Local businesses, including Canavan's Peckham Pool Club, turned up with their own fundraising collections. "We are so grateful," said Debbie. "We'd like to thank everyone who came along and donated, especially Michael, the landlord of the White Horse, and our friend Grant Campbell, who organised the whole event. Also, can I thank Jacqueline Wheatley, Karen Scott, Sugar Mountain in Forest Hill, Pizza Hut, Odeon, Tesco, Marks and Spencer, and Millwall Football Club for their help, raffle prizes, and donations. To help Louis's Disneyland come true, donate at gofundme.com/GSRTVG.